In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful, Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to give my appreciation for the opportunity that has been opened up so that the international community will be able to pay a closer attention to the most pressing challenge in our vicinity and region, that is the challenge in the neighborhood of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Afghanistan. As we speak, a new challenge has been erupting in Afghanistan, and we're all in it together. We are convinced that to find the prime culprit of the rampant instability, lack of development, havoc, and insecurity in today's Afghanistan, we don't need to look further than the United States of America and their haphazard and trial and error approach. In the years occupying Afghanistan, and even now, the Americans, with the withdrawal from this country, have engendered catastrophes, the scenes and footages of which we all were witness to in Kabul airport. We're of the conviction that the meeting today operates on two levels of political and humanitarian. On the political level, we need to collectively reinforce and echo this one message, that is, a safe, prosperous, and developed Afghanistan shall only and only be viable and possible in light of the establishment of a national, broad-based, all-inclusive government with the participation of all sides. The Islamic Republic of Iran keeps contacting all parties in Afghanistan. We pursue a policy in Afghanistan that warrants the establishment of a broad-based government, and at the same time, we shall see an Afghanistan void of terrorism, void of narcotics, an Afghanistan whose situation creates sparks of hope in Afghan people, and Afghan people can decide about their future. We believe that on the humanitarian level, people, women and children in the past years, and particularly in the past weeks, have undergone catastrophic and calamitous situations. Today, it is incumbent on the international community to reach out to Afghanistan by delivering urgent and swift humanitarian aid delivery. The Islamic Republic of Iran stands ready to redirect and facilitate humanitarian aid of other countries to Afghanistan. We are one of the countries that have the longest common borders. In the very face of the unfair sanctions imposed on my own country by the United States and the West, my country has remained committed to delivering essential humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, and in a few hours our air cargo of humanitarian aid will be distributed to will be delivered to Afghanistan and distributed among Afghan people. In order to prevent the influx of a new wave of migrants, we have kept all our border crossings open in favor of trade and the delivery of humanitarian assistance. And in this way, within our ken, we try to address the needs and necessities of Afghan people. Today, Iran is host to and supports some 4 million Afghan citizens. Of course, we need to criticize the international community because of their approach towards tending to the Afghan people. But we, despite the very complicated situation of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have tried to stand by Afghan citizens in Iran, and parallel with our own nationals, we are protecting this refugee population by vaccinating them against this ominous coronavirus. Allow me to take the opportunity and hereby press for the importance of urgent humanitarian assistance for the Afghan refugees as we wait for the establishment of a broad-based government. In conclusion, I would like to thank the UN Secretary General and the UN OCHA for organizing this event.